Hello and welcome everybody to God State Podcast. In this specific episode, I will try to talk about how to control the mind. I know that it's an issue for a lot of people. I have personally struggled with it and I have always thought that my thoughts control me. I don't get to choose what I think. It's just it's just something that the mind does and you have no control over it. But it's actually a skill that you learn and that you perfect. It's a skill that you learn. It's a learning process. It's something that you develop with time and with practice. And the first step to do it is to know for a fact that you get to choose what to think. And we know that our thinking, our thoughts turn to beliefs and the beliefs end up manifesting. So if you want to have control on your manifestations, you first have to have control on your thinking, on your thoughts. And it's something that you can do. It's something that you have control over. You decide to think what you want to think. And you have the ability to change a thought. When something, let's assume you have this goal that you want to manifest. And there are two possibilities. It's as Abraham always says, every topic is two topics. The presence of it, the having of it, and the lack of it. So you have two possibilities. Either think about having it, how you're going to get it, how it's going to be so good, how you're going to be on top of the world, how it's going to make you feel so good. Or there is the other possibility, which is to think about how it's going to take so much time and I don't think I can get it. I don't think I can make it happen. It's so hard. It's going to need so much hard work, blah, blah, blah. So the presence of it and the lack of it. And you imagine it as a balance. And whatever side of the balance you decide to make heavier, it's what's going to manifest at the end of the day. So your goal, what you have to do, your job, because how you're going to get it is not your job, okay? That's not your job. The how you're going to get it, when you're going to get it, that's not your job. Your only job is to control your thinking and to think about the having of it, how it's going to make you feel, the great feelings it's going to come with, more than the lack of it. That's your only assignment. That's the only thing that you have to do. And to do that, I understand that sometimes our mind drags us to think about the negative side because that's what we are used to and we have been taught to be realistic. You have to be realistic. I hate this word so much. You have to be realistic. No, you don't have to be realistic. Why would you be realistic? So your only job is to think about the having of it. And for example, there is a little annoying thought that comes because we're used to it. Oh, but it's going to need so much hard work and I gotta work hard for it. First of all, you notice the thought. You notice how it makes you feel, how it makes you feel contraction, how it makes you feel bad. And you know that the bad feeling that it comes with is not just a bad feeling. It came to warn you. It's like a signal that tells you this, what you are thinking is false thinking. You have to change it right now. You have to switch it. You have to flip it. Once you notice the contraction that comes with the bad feeling, you decide to flip it around and you change it to the opposite thought. No, it's not going to take too long. It might take too long if I decide to. Because that's what I decide to believe. That's just a possibility. The possibility of it taking too long is just a possibility between too many possibilities. Do I decide to entertain it? Is it of my preference? No, it's not of my preference. So I'm going to flip it, to change it to the opposite thought, which is, no, it's not going to take too long. It's around the corner. And you do this with each and every negative thought that you have. For example, let's assume, this is an example that I love to give. You're going out, you have work. You're working and you're just leaving the house. You're about to leave the house and you can't find your keys. And you have 5 minutes to leave the house or you're not going to make it to work. Those 5 minutes, you have the choice to either think about finding the keys and how you're going to find them and how you're going to make it on time to work and how you're not going to be late. You're going to find the keys. They are just here somewhere. You're going to find them. You're going to make it on time. Or you have the choice, the possibility of thinking about how they are lost somewhere and you don't know where and your boss is going to scream at you and you're going to get trouble at work. You're going to be late. If you decide to focus on finding the keys on those 5 minutes, you're going to find the keys. If you decide to focus on what's going to happen and the bad consequences and the worst scenario and how your boss is going to, how you're going to get in trouble, you're not going to find the keys. It always works this way. So you have to learn to notice your thoughts and to not give any bit of a chance to the negative thoughts. Don't think that your thoughts go unnoticed, because no, everything manifests. So if you decide to even give to your bad thinking a minute, it's going to affect you in a way or another. So make it of one of your highest priorities to not give any room, any headspace, any time to negative thinking. Whenever you notice it, just know that it's not a fact. It's not set in stone. It's just a possibility. And you decide to keep thinking it, or you decide to switch it to the opposite thinking. Now I will try to answer some questions that I received. So the first question is, mental diet, needing to control thoughts after imagining when it's considered done. So the thing is, techniques as imagining, as revision, they are good. But it's not manifestation. Manifestation is not about techniques. Manifestation is about your everyday thinking, your assumptions, your beliefs that are going in the background. So even if you close your eyes and you imagine for 5 minutes and you're so hyped up and you're so happy and you're drenched in the feeling, but then you open your eyes and you go about your life being the same old negative person, having all those negative beliefs, negative assumptions. Do you think that your imagination is going to help you? No, it's not. It's not going to do nothing, because what manifests is your beliefs, your assumptions. Imagination only helps you to reach the feelings, to reach the beliefs, to reach the assumptions, to get drenched in the feelings. But then if you open your eyes and you go back to the same old thinking, nothing is going to change. So I think that mental diet is more important than any technique you're going to do. The second question is, what to do with the negative thoughts about the desire we're trying to manifest. So I have talked about this today, and I don't want you to be scared of it. A thought is not going to affect you unless you decide to keep thinking it. So when a thought comes that is negative, just know that it's not going to affect you if you don't give it the chance. You notice how it makes you feel contracted, and you decide to change it with the opposite one, because a thought is not going to manifest if you don't decide to keep thinking it. And you also have to know that it's just a possibility between millions. It's not a fact. It's not something set in stone that is going to come. No, it's not. You notice it. You realize that it's just a possibility between an infinite number of possibilities. You realize that it's not of your preference. You choose the thought that is of your preference, and you keep thinking the new thought that you chose. So one other great question is, why do things we could be fine without manifest quickly, and things we really want that long take long time? So the main reason is resistance, because the thing that you want so badly, you have so much resistance towards, because you keep thinking, I want it so badly, so it must be hard to get. And the thing you don't really care much about, you don't care if you don't have it. As much as you want it, you also are not going to die if you don't have it. That's why it comes easily. Meanwhile, the thing that you want so badly, it doesn't come easily, because as much as you want it, as much as you have resistance towards having it, because you think that it's such a huge deal and it's going to take a lot of time and efforts to get it. As Abraham says, it is as easy to manifest a castle as to manifest a button on the floor. But the fact that you find a button and you don't find a castle because you think that a castle is hard to get, while a button, no, it's so easy to find it anywhere. It's just in your mind. They are equally valid, equally possible. The possibility of getting a castle is the same as of getting a button. Another question that I received is, what to do when you have so many bills that you have to pay urgently and you don't have money to pay them? So when it comes to something that you want to do urgently, it comes with this fear of, oh my God, I have a deadline, I have to do it so urgently. So as much as you want to focus on getting it or manifesting it, your mind just drags you to the time being so near and the deadline. So what I would do in this situation is just to sit with yourself and to talk to yourself and to know that time does not matter. It's just about you having the right mindset. And if you can have the right mindset, you don't have to worry about how it's going to come. You don't have to worry about when it's going to come. If you just chill with yourself and focus on the scenario of you paying all your bills in the right time and everything being perfectly okay and your bills being paid before the deadline, before the time you need to pay them, and just drench yourself on the feeling of it being done and trying to not freak out as much as you can, you will get the money. And you don't have to think, where am I going to get it from? Because, matter of fact, you might think of a way to get it, but trust me, the way that you're going to get it is not even a little bit of the infinite ways of how it could come to you. So just don't restrict yourself on thinking that you're so smart, you're going to figure how to get the money and all that. No, there will be a way, way better and way easier than what you have thought of. And one last question is how to not lose the feeling of having it during the day. So the feeling of having it, of not having it, it cannot come just like this. It always starts with a little thought. It's a thought at a time. It's one little thought at a time. And you choose to keep entertaining it and entertaining it until you feel like you totally lost the feeling of having it. So what I would advise you to do is to catch it in the first thought before the negative momentum starts to build up. Whenever you start to feel a little bit negative, don't let it drag you. Don't let it turn into this big, huge momentum of not having the thing. Just stop with yourself and catch it and notice it before it starts. And it's the same for the positive momentum. When a huge positive momentum builds up, it's hard for a negative thinking to break it. But if you give chance to the first thought, it's going to bring another thought and another thought and another thought until you find yourself drenched in negativity. And then it's hard to break it down. That's why you have to catch it as soon as you can. So this will be it for today's episode. I hope you liked this. I hope you enjoyed it. I would be more than happy if you reach out to me on Instagram on the gut state. Tell me what you think about it, what you want me to talk about next. Ask me your questions. I would be more than happy to include your questions to help. If you think that I could make it any better, if you have some ways to improve it or anything, just reach out to me. I'll be more than happy. And take care of yourselves and have a nice day. Bye-bye.